Hi, I'm Adam Papagan.
And I'm JJ Stratford.
And welcome to Juicing the People vs. OJ Simpson.
American Crime Story.
This is the talk show that juices the 2016 television show, The People vs. OJ Simpson, American Crime Story.
Every week we juice the episode, fact check it, and add our firsthand knowledge and memories as Los Angeles natives who grew up in the middle of the ultimate media circus.
Images seen in tonight's episode are the real-life images of the trial as printed in the Los Angeles Times and various tabloid publications.
Like this.
Just like this. Well, let's jump into the show, but before that, I think we should give an update of this week in OJ news. Because even though this trial was over 20 years ago, OJ is still popping up in popular culture. Did you see Saturday Night Live this week?
I didn't, actually. But you did, right?
I did. It was okay. Three OJ jokes that I counted over the course of the broadcast. And these were not sketches about OJ. These were, they just, you know, they needed a little laugh, a little reference, you know, a little something familiar.
What kind of joke? What kind of OJ joke?
Well, one was in Weekend Update, and they said that the doctor who discovered CTE, is that what it's called? The concussion disease? Yeah. Said that O.J. Simpson definitely has it. And then the punchline was that he probably got CTE committing double murder. But what was really interesting is that Robert Kardashian's son-in-law, Kanye West, think about that for a minute, was the musical guest this week. And at the end of the show, Kanye came out, he had a t-shirt. You know, in the hood, they'll do those airbrush, like, tribute t-shirt things.
Yeah.
You know, if your relative dies in a drugs or drive-by gang
airbrush,
shooting.
Airbrush, like very airbrush, nice, yeah. Rendering, airbrush, mm-hmm. Rendering.
So this was a screen printing of an airbrush style, but on the front it said, in loving memory of Mrs. West, you know, whatever Kanye's mother's name was, her picture. On the back, in loving memory of Robert Kardashian. Kanye was on Power 106 last week doing like a radio interview. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's like, I want to give a shout out to Robert Kardashian, still looking out for controversial black men from beyond the grave. So,
do you think that Kanye West is learning about Robert Kardashian through the miniseries? Because I've never really seen him take an interest in Robert Kardashian until it's become a television drama again.
True. He loves Kim, though. So it could just be, he could be learning about him through his daughter.
Do you think Kim's reliving? Actually, I don't care. Let's move on.
Okay, we're going to move on. Well, what did you think of this week's episode?
They're throwing a lot of characters out at once. A lot.
The trial moved very quickly.
And I feel like they didn't really touch on the 911 phone calls that are released. I remember that was bigger than, at the time, the 911 phone calls. It was a bigger part of the story than the Dream Team for me.
The Dream Team is pretty cool, though.
What do you like about the Dream Team?
Well, I like how that in real life, the Dream Team were all these famous lawyers. And in the miniseries, they got more famous actors to play the Dream Team than they did the defense. Because we got Cuba Gooding Jr.'s defense team is John Travolta, Nathan Lane, Charlotte's husband from Sex and the City, Mr. Dershowitz. Hey, what do you think about this? Bald actors having to wear wigs.
Are you talking about a specific actor in the series?
Dershowitz, yeah. Dershowitz is wearing, he's a bald guy and he's wearing a wig.
I think somebody else in the Dream Team is also bald in real life.
Who? You can say.
I love him so much. I don't want to say it on TV, but John Travolta.
John Travolta is bald?
Yeah.
You don't think he can afford hair plugs?
I think he does have them. But I think that they probably see him on the monitor and say, put a wig on him.
There's a lot of wigs on this show.
That's part of a television drama. Wigs? Yes. And they're always a little bit too long than the real life.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the best wigs on the show is definitely David Schwimmer. Do you think he's wearing a wig?
I don't know.
Big Robert Kardashian coif.
It's very coiffed. I don't know if it's a wig, but it's dyed in the front. That streak's not.
It's like Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah. Right. I'm still not convinced with David Schwimmer as Robert Kardashian. I just keep laughing every time he comes on screen. I can't stop the giggles.
I think he's doing a great job. I disagree. I think that character is fascinating. David Schwimmer did an interview with Variety this week, and he said that he was drawn to the character. He didn't really remember Robert Kardashian from the case, but he said that Robert Kardashian was the one person who had nothing to gain from the trial. He was just trying to help out his friend.
Yes, that's true, but here. I was saving this for later, but we'll just get into it now.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Robert Kardashian hid the evidence.
Wasn't in the miniseries. I don't know about that.
I wonder why they're covering it up in the miniseries. This is written about in the Los Angeles Times at the time of the murder.
The LA Times?
They knew about it.
What do you got? What do you got for us, JJ?
Okay, hold on. I'm going. This thing doesn't like to go back. We might have to wait till later.
Okay.
But it was written about here. It's in here. This is a thing called In Pursuit of Justice.
Read this one.
Yes, this is a collection of all of the O.J. Simpson media coverage in the Los Angeles Times. And there's a section here about Robert Kardashian. I have like too many tabs in here. But here it is. While Robert Kardashian worried he might end up on the witness stand, he had been videotaped carrying away a piece of Simpson's luggage the day after the murders, and prosecutors wanted to question him about what he found inside. Kardashian declared in a written oath that he'd never open the Louis Vuitton garment bag and he would not testify against his friend O.J. Simpson.
Mm.
He did take the stand in the Goldman civil case.
Oh.
And it could have contributed to them winning a wrongful death case, but I think that this new show that they're doing a lot of research. They're digging deep, but I think maybe they're purposefully skipping this theory because they're fans of the Kardashian family. They like the Kardashian clan.
Yes.
They're sick.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're a little critical. So the opening scene of the episode this week took place at Chin Chin.
Yes, which was more name dropping. That was in the name dropper of the week.
Name dropper of the week, Chin Chin. Chin Chin. I had no idea it was still open.
Yeah.
I had to go on Yelp. But Chin Chin is a Brentwood restaurant. It's a chain, I think, out here. There's one in Beverly Hills, I know that.
Yeah, on Sunset.
But it is a Chinese restaurant where every Brentwood kid would eat. I didn't like it much.
You never tried their Chinese chicken salad?
No.
It was big in the 80s.
I do like a good Chinese chicken salad. When I was a kid, I was a vegetarian, though.
Oh.
So I didn't get any
Chinese
chicken.
Chinese chicken salad. No chicken.
I didn't get to have. It was just a Chinese salad. But on more than one occasion, it's the kind of place we were having like a play date. Uh-huh. The parents would take, you guys want to go out to dinner? Let's go to Chin Chin. And the Kardashians loved it. The young Kim and Courtney and Chloe and Robert.
And they would all go together with their dad and discuss the case.
But remember the part when he was like, no, fame is hollow.
Yes.
What's up with that? So heavy-handed.
Well, I'm obviously too critical of the way this show is handling the Kardashians. So you explain why they did that scene.
Well, I think it was sort of trying to show to kind of foreshadow the relationship with fame in the media that his children would go on to have. Obviously, he loved fame, though, if he was friends with OJ. I couldn't imagine him ever pulling anyone in any circumstance, making a point to like pull their kids aside and be like, no, no matter what happens to Uncle Juice or anything like this, don't become famous. Just don't.
Well, I just don't see the point in the arc of the OJ Simpson trial. Who cares about the Kardashian kids right now? I want to know what is happening with OJ's kids.
Okay. Well, you have actually have a tabloid from this very year, 2016. So OJ had he has four children, I believe. He's a son and a daughter named Darnell. He actually had a third child with his first wife, Marguerite, right, who drowned as a baby towards the end of their marriage, which is touched on the TV movie a little bit.
Yes.
But not yet in this. But then he had two children with Nicole. Justin, who is my age and actually went to middle school with him in Brentwood before they moved to Florida, so OJ could avoid the judgment to the Goldman family in the civil case. And Sydney, who was the one who had the dance recital that he attended the night of the murder.
And they were sleeping in their beds while the killer murdered their mother and Ron Goldman.
Mm-hmm. Well, we
so
really haven't heard much about the kids.
Yeah, we haven't heard much about the kids. Now, there was a time, like exactly when the miniseries is happening in the 94, where suddenly Princess Diana is on page 2. It's all OJ on the cover and all throughout the tabloids. So I picked up a tabloid this week, and Diana's back on the cover. She's still selling, tabloids. But I was surprised to find that there's a double page spread about Sydney Simpson and that she got fat.
She's
Sydney Simpson's 247 pound cry for help. Now this kind of broke my heart when I saw this, because the Simpson children have never been in the media.
Mm-mm.
They were really kept behind. They really did give them their privacy. So why pick on this girl if she's fat? Who cares? But there is a difference. Now instead of the paragraph opens up for the article, evil O.J. Simpson's tragic daughter, Sydney, is shockingly obese. Well, I guess it's evil O.J. now. What side they take.
I think he is evil. And I am shocked how obese she is. I thought that she would, can I speak frankly, of course?
Sure.
You know, this is our show. O.J. is a handsome guy, Nicole, a very beautiful woman. I thought Sydney, even at 247 pounds, I thought that she would, here they are. Do you want to go full screen on this?
Yeah, let's go full screen on this.
Camera 4. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But they're, she looks like them, but she's not that hot, even at 200, despite being 250 pounds.
Well, she has every right to be fat.
Yeah, whatever.
Leave her alone. Keep her out of the tabloids. Write about the Kardashians. But yeah, I have to think. Leave Sydney Simpson alone in the tabloids. But if you're going to really go into the story in a TV drama, I really want to know what happened to those kids, like, after this happened to them.
Well, if the murder hadn't happened, she probably
would be hot.
We should be friends with Kim.
That's right.
She would be a young socialite. There could be a Sydney Simpson sex tape.
Well, there's also another rumor, Hollywood rumor.
What about Khloe Kardashian being OJ's daughter?
Have you ever seen a split screen?
Yeah. But that's one picture. I don't know.
I don't know. OJ had a habit of stealing his best friend's wives or girlfriends.
That's true.
He stole AC Cowling's girlfriend.
That's right.
That's his first wife.
Mm-hmm.
OJ Simpson's first wife is AC's girlfriend.
High school sweetheart.
High school sweetheart, yeah.
There's also an If I Did It, OJ's book, which at the time when it came out, his confession, it seemed kind of weird that he was doing it. But now 10 years later, it's like, oh yeah, that's another thing that happened with OJ. He says that Nicole had an affair with OJ's friend, Marcus Allen. Hmm. So these rich people in Brentwood, they had a lot, it was very sordid.
Maybe they were swingers.
Maybe.
Brentwood swingers, you don't think so?
Could be. A lot of bedrooms in those mansions. So
yeah, yeah.
Who knows what was going on?
Housekeepers and stuff, yeah. Too.
That's right.
So Adam and I agree there that this new show is a lot like the previous TV movie.
The O.J. Simpson story.
The O.J. Simpson story.
1995. Do you know what network that was on?
I don't, and I was trying to find out.
That'd be a good thing to find out. I feel like it says a lot about like the personality of the network that would put something else like that.
Yeah, it came out a year after the verdict.
So after the verdict? You said it came out in 95.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was during.
Before the verdict.
Oh.
Because the TV movie, the O.J. Simpson story, covers kind of the backstory of their relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was no longer a nice little secret.
It's soon to be a TV movie.
Mm-hmm.
Every generation. Keep going.
So we have here Simpson and Suicide Watch.
These are all the, here. These are all the. This is what was happening in the news at the time. That was happening in the show. OJ had just been arrested.
Football hero to murder suspect. He really was a very accomplished athlete.
Yeah, he did a lot, and he was really cute in the face. Real cute in the early days, especially. Mm. So charming. He jumped worlds, golf, football. Comedy. Here we go. The O.J. Simpson story. So this is the opening of the TV movie from 1995.
There are scenes from the TV movie that are like lifted directly in the series.
Yeah, the FX series is so much like the O.J. Simpson story.
I mean, to be fair, it is the same story. So yeah. I understand some
but
of the
no, but here, we'll just go, right? Okay, so in the FX story, it opens up and, like, you see the dog. Maybe even in the opening credits, Cato the dog.
Yeah.
Right?
These bootleg L.A. street signs.
I love it.
In the movie...
The limo?
Was, in the movie, it wasn't an Akita dog, though, in this movie.
In this movie, it's not an Akita?
No, they just got, like, a regular
a white dog.
Yeah.
Limo driver sitting in the limo. Oh, the
O'Hare Plaza Hotel.
Our lower thirds are in the way, but yeah, that's Chicago, but probably LA. Him getting the phone call from the cops.
Who do you think was a better OJ, this actor or Cuba?
I think Cuba's better.
Oh, I liked this guy.
I love him. I like him too. I really do. What do you? Who do you think? So you are you on his side?
Yeah.
Okay. He's better at having an emotional breakdown. Mm-hmm. Cuba kind of overdoes it a little bit.
And look. Yep.
Okay. So in the interesting thing about the 1995 version is they have the hideout, aka the Kardashian home. There's no mention of the Kardashians. Mm-mm. They just say the San Fernando Valley hideout. There's nobody playing Robert Kardashian. There's him and AC. There's the Robert Shapiro.
I like him too.
I like him, yeah. I don't know. I prefer John Travolta just because I love him.
Oh, yeah. He's a big A-list actor, of
he's
course.
He's really good. And his way of pronouncing OJ. He's playing it very flamboyant. I love it.
Brentwood Bob Shapiro.
Him writing the suicide note.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's almost exactly the same. It's the same beats. There's the San Fernando Valley hideout. They even include the reading of the suicide note over the air in the 1995 version, but OJ and AC just hear it on the radio. There's no Robert Kardashian reading it, no mentioning of his name, nothing. In 1995, he was forgotten. Him in the back. Putting the gun to his head.
Both films did, okay.
There's the Nicole.
Those do kind of look like his kids, but she doesn't really look like Nicole.
She didn't look like Nicole. That's kind of the only, that's like the biggest fault of it. Although they do get into a huge fight because she says, like, why are you going to do the Naked Gun? And that is, like, what entices the 911 phone call.
Very critical of his movie career.
Yeah.
Both of these films got OJ's style down really well.
Well, they had a reference.
Yeah. But the golf shirts and the rich guy. Casual rich guy.
Casual rich guy. Blending in with Brentwood. Oh, In the 1995 version, they're just like 1995 people that see AC, but in the new version, they made them hippies.
Yeah, what was up with that?
In like a Volkswagen bus.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's OJ, but they were just really just people from 1995 playing 1994.
That must have really happened then, that a couple saw them.
Yeah,
on the freeway.
Must be, right?
There they are. From a call box.
From a call box. Look at their, they're not hippies. They have like a Nissan Sentra or something like very 90s. The Chase. This looks exactly the same. Oh, this is really good. I love this.
Go, Chiefs, go.
Imagine 1 year later, you come be an extra and cheer OJ on the freeway. Make $50. Oh, yeah.
Don't squeeze the juice.
Remember we saw this picture last week? We saw the real life version, and then this is the 1995 television version.
What do you think the origin of that phrase is? I mean, I know that his nickname is the juice, but that was printed on T-shirts. It was in real signs. It was in fictional signs.
I don't know that one, but I know the juice is on the loose is... Howard Cosell is the original person that said it.
When he was on the loose as a receiver.
On the field, yeah. But then it later came back as like a T-shirt slogan, a phrase, a cardboard sign. So there he is with a frame picture. All right.
The Newsweek cover.
Yeah, back to the real story.
Mm-hmm.
They cover this Newsweek, the Newsweek and Time cover in the show.
Well, you actually have, let's go back to the studio here.
Yeah.
We have the real, actual, famous Newsweek cover with the undoctored headshot.
Undoctored, yeah.
The Time cover is made darker.
Yes, and they mention it in the show last night.
But in the show last night, they tried to make it sound like it was an accident.
No, they had people leaning over a computer doing pre-Photoshop.
Yeah, like the first person to ever use Photoshop.
I was like, I don't think there was hovering art directors in 1995. It's just somebody was like...
I think they were trying to make him look darker because they're racist.
Yeah, they definitely were.
1 year after the riots, 2 years after the riots, racist cops, racist art directors.
Art directors, racist media.
Publishers.
Also just let's make it creepy. I think it's just like that, maybe even subconscious racism where they're like, just make it darker, more sinister, more black, you know?
But I mean, this is a well-known athlete. Headshot. I don't think they needed to change it at all.
They don't. It's a
racist.
Well, that headshot or the head. Why are we calling it a headshot? A mugshot.
I would cast him with this.
Because it also winds up as a double page spread in this comic book that I got from the day.
That's a cool comic.
So it's like you're,
Love that animal. I don't know if
legendary image.
Did you look through this magazine at all?
I did. Yeah.
There's an article in here about a little insert about other celebrities charged with murder.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg. Murder was the case they gave him. Remember he had that movie awards. I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
I think they talk about Christian Brando in there too.
Christian, what's up with that? Who's that?
Marlon Brando's son.
What did he do?
He shot her boyfriend, but this is only about OJ.
I remember that, yeah.
That's our next show. Yeah. When they do a TV drama about that, which they should. So the Newsweek article, they touch upon it that it was like a very, like, in the episode last night, that it was very, the start of it being racist. But the Newsweek article on the inside is a lot about how OJ battered Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of mention it in the show, but not too much yet.
Not yet. Well, you know, play the 911 tapes. I don't know.
Yeah.
Cool shirt on that cameraman.
Oh, they also printed part of the suicide note.
Oh, yeah.
Inside the Newsweek.
The suicide note is recited in If I Did It.
Well, oh, what, word for printed. Word?
Yeah. He, like, thanks his golfing buddies.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I read it.
Very strange.
And then this is really disturbing. Like, a lot of pictures of bloody stare, like Nicole and Ron's blood. It's kind of disgusting.
How did those photos get out there?
There were so many photographers there. It's probably the most photographed crime scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then here we go. Here's the guy.
That skunky hair.
Skunky hair. He looks a lot meaner than David Schwimmer.
Mm-hmm.
He looks a little bit...
Now who's being racist? Let's talk about the Dream Team. That was the name of this week's episode, was the Dream Team. They're putting it together.
Putting together the Dream Team. But they weren't... When did they get the name the Dream Team?
The media. The media is a character in this story just as much as anyone else. Effie Bailey, played by Nathan Lane, really bold casting choices. Do you know this? Effie Bailey has been disbarred. Did you hear that?
No.
I meant to look this up before the show this week, but I don't think he's a practicing attorney anymore.
Well, before this, Robert Kardashian hadn't been in a courtroom for 15 to 20 years.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't a trial lawyer. There's all sorts of lawyers.
But he did own a juicing business with OJ. Guess what it was called?
Juice Club. Uh-huh. Really? No.
I think it is called... No, it's called, like, juicing.
Yeah, Juice Club was what Jamba Juice turned into. They had... I liked it when Robert Shapiro was doing the research. He, like, sent his guy out to do research on Mark Furman.
Oh, yeah. I feel like they brought up Rob Furman too early.
But he was a racist cop. He was the linchpin of the whole thing.
Yeah.
He sued the city for becoming racist? What's up with that? They should have talked about that more. I didn't know about that. And they had...
Furman's scary looking, too.
He is.
He's talk about racist.
Well, when the cop is talking about Furman, he's like, yeah, a guy I did security with for Johnny Carson. Johnny never asked him back. Like, they keep mentioning Johnny Carson and be like, it was the 90s, remember? Remember, this was a long time ago.
But I think Johnny Carson had something weird happen. He had some kind of lawsuit.
Related to OJ?
No, but...
they mentioned Johnny.
Well, yeah, because Robert Shapiro represented him.
Did they ever say for what on the show?
No. I thought you would know because you're the talk show expert.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe one of his divorces. Johnny Carson was divorced many times.
Probably. Late nights.
You know. I wonder if OJ was ever on The Tonight Show. He probably was. He had to have been.
He had to have been.
Love to dig up that clip. What else did we want to talk about?
Okay, here's a picture of... the bag that never got returned that I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm.
Is this a real picture or is this from the
movie?
This
is the real picture. Because it got caught on tape.
Speaking of
possibly has the bloody clothes in that bag.
I thought he took the bloody clothes to the airport.
Hmm?
I thought that OJ took the murder weapon and the clothes to the airport.
But then he had a missing bag. It's deep. Every bit of it is like 10 other stories related to it.
We'll never know what happened.
Never going to know.
To those bags. I know that I've taken airplanes and had my bags go missing. So it could have been as simple as that. Lost luggage.
Well, it did come back. Or they did submit it to evidence in the civil trial, but it was empty, and who knows if it was even the same Louis Vuitton bag.
Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah.
When they were talking about, because I couldn't tell if this was a clip from the TV movie or the TV show.
There is no difference anymore.
No, it's all just become one big memory.
Uh-huh.
I liked it when they were talking about the darkened Time magazine cover, and they had to recreate the news clips. They dressed people up in 1994 clothes. That, and they had them arguing side by side. Because they also use real news clips.
Yeah.
In the show.
It gets a little confusing. There's some smearing of reality.
Mm-hmm. Big time. Big time. What's this?
Oh, this is...
Marsha Clark.
Marsha, why do we...
Marsha.
That's Marsha and Christopher Darden.
Remember when Marsha Clark said that going to trial was better than sex?
Yeah.
And then Bill or Bob, what's his name? The guy with the beard?
I try to forget that part.
Bill, he was like...
It's better than sex.
And he was just like...
Ever met a female workaholic?
Yeah. Marsha Clark, kind of sexy.
Yeah, and they were really playing that Christopher Darden has a crush on her kind of early.
Everyone has a crush on her. Her kids on the show are monsters. They're so poorly behaved.
Well, they're going through a divorce.
And there's a messy house.
And they're boys.
But the Kardashian children
are like, Danny, it's Father's Day. Let's go to Chin Chin. Let's take you to your favorite restaurant, Chin Chin.
They love the Kardashians in the show.
Yeah, they do.
Who doesn't? Do you have that New York Times, New Yorker article?
I don't. I don't, because I was like, the New Yorker article is what blew the story wide open. But I was like, the story is wide open.
I don't.
The minute he hit the freeway.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
Mm-mm. That's the smart sort of like East Coast intellectuals time that it opened the world, the OJ thing up to them. But at least to us in LA, it was like because you saw the bloody stairs on the tabloid when you were at the supermarket with your mother.
And just trying to watch Home Improvement. Right. Teases on the news. So it was all over.
And everything that all people talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've created a reason to talk about it all over again.
We did?
Yeah. We're forced
to. OJ created it.
That's true. I will say about this episode, it's kind of boring when OJ's not in it to me. I hate to admit it, but it's like, I don't really care about lawyers unless I'm looking at the evidence.
Dream team.
I guess I'm kind of more of prosecution side.
Barry Scheck? Was that guy's name? The DNA guy?
See, I don't even remember all the Dream Team's names.
There's a lot of them.
I know. There's 11 lawyers. They were also just siphoning money off of O.J. Simpson, right? Like, they're like, get in on this, guys. This guy's like, he'll pay anything to go free.
Well, they did a good job.
They did, yeah.
Discrediting all the evidence. Good strategy.
Mm-hmm.
I know if I'm ever up for double murder, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah. I totally know what to do.
Yeah. This is really creating a playbook, to use a sports reference, of how to get away with double murder. Cato had a little bit of screen time.
He did. I feel like it was... not a good representation. I don't think Cato Kaelin went out for a run in the middle of the day.
down the ocean.
Down the ocean, Santa Monica.
They call him a chick magnet. And then the girls were like, Kato! And then those guys like bumped into him.
Yeah, they're like, hey!
Hey, you know OJ! Yeah. Why didn't they get the real Kato?
I don't know. He would have been way better playing Kato Kaelin. And
he looks the same.
He looks the same. He still looks good. Yeah.
Man, Kato is so cool. I know. Somehow.
He's also one of my favorite characters, so.
In the trial or in the show?
In the trial.
Yeah. He said he was, the show, he said he's, I've always been super tight with the Simpsons.
Always been super tight.
Don't worry, man. You can stay on my couch as long as you need.
I understand.
You're a chick magnet.
Yeah, you're a chick magnet. Well, yeah, he's like, yeah, they keep driving, I don't know, keep driving home the theme that he's a freeloader. But there's more to the story.
Mm-hmm. And if I did it, OJ claims that Nicole was bad-mouthing Kato to the kids. And when they saw Kato, they would be like, Kato, you're a freeloader. You need to get your own place. What little kid would say that?
Mean kid.
They're maybe bratty, too. Kardashians, though.
Well, apparently angels.
Well-behaved angels.
Well-behaved. They love Chin Chin.
This one, here they are. Okay, so these are all the pictures for this week.
For this week.
I'm very curious about this comic book.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which.
So this, this was First Amendment Publishing put this out. So this is one of the kind of dual issues that they would do. This is the O.J. Simpson story. B-side with the Nicole Simpson story. Did you read this at all?
No.
Okay, I'm wondering what Nicole's side of this. Whoa, there's a Kurt Cobain comic.
That's when you know that it's truly 90s. It's a reminder. It's, yeah.
That Kurt Cobain looks like Nicole a little bit.
Well, I found all of this. I found somebody's entire obsessive newspaper collection about the O.J. Simpson trial, like I said last week, but Now that I've gone through it all and I've read it all and like scanned it, I need more. So I'm starting to buy all this other stuff, like the comic. And
I've been sitting on this collection for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. It's
waiting for this miniseries.
Yeah.
Get unloaded. Are there any other pictures of Ron Goldman or just the one with the earring?
There's.
Because in the comic here.
Yeah. Did they give him an earring?
You can see. Yeah. Oh, hold on.
Oops.
Go back to that one.
Oh, previous finally worked.
Go back to the picture of Ron and Nicole side by side. One more. Yeah, okay.
Oh, here.
You can see. Same look in his eyes.
See. You can. Did they draw an earring on
him? Yeah, of course.
They did.
This is the only known photograph of Ron Goldman.
Next week we're going to put together all of the Ron Goldman images and see how many earrings.
Do you know anything about Ron Goldman?
He did
karate.
He also was a tennis instructor.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to save what I have to say about Ron Goldman.
For the Ron episode.
For the Ron episode. Now, in the 1995 TV drama, they start to flash back into OJ's past, mm-hmm. and they go to his childhood, and they show when his daughter drowned, and they also go into Nicole and Ron Goldman's life. Do you think they're going to do that on this new show?
It doesn't seem like it.
How do you think they're going to represent the Goldman family?
I bet they're hardly going to be in it at all.
Because they didn't. The creators of this new show didn't contact the Goldman family at all. And the Goldman family have been vocal about how they're really offended and disappointed. And I think that the creators said that they just didn't want to offend the Goldmans. But the truth of the matter is the Goldmans still haven't gotten that money from O.J. Simpson.
Mm-mm.
He hasn't paid them a cent. So they have any money that comes to O.J. Simpson is actually owed to the Goldman family.
Mm-hmm.
And I really kind of wish they would have optioned their book or
Well, they're very litigious.
With the Goldmans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they've got to be it. Oh, that's sad, though. They're addicted to trials.
Yeah.
Well, they've got the desire to find justice. If you can't get what you want, they can't bring their son back. They want payback somehow.
I feel like involving them, though, no, obviously is a tragedy if their son was murdered.
They're hurt, yeah.
But involving them would just be... They don't seem like they're very easy to work with.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is that because while the O.J. Simpson story is a story about the racial divide,
mm-hmm.
it's also about the divide between celebrity and everyday people, or celebrity and wannabe celebrities, or people just starting out in Hollywood. So it's the top of Hollywood and the bottom of Hollywood. And Ron represents the bottom, the waiters. But
he
got no justice and no respect from any long time in the papers. They just referred to him as the waiter, the wannabe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Goldman family that demanded his name be brought up in the press, in the media, because they wanted their son to at least be remembered.
As you're saying this, I'm kind of thinking, Cato became a star from this. Everyone likes Cato. He's very charismatic. He is what they would call it. Had Ron Goldman not been murdered, do you think he ever would have made it as an actor?
No.
No way. He's not charismatic at all. So that could be part of it. Like, even in, people who are dead are famous, and Michael Jackson, is like more famous now than ever.
But at least he could have lived.
Yeah, but I'm saying that the reason that maybe the media didn't talk about him, like, Nicole's like hot, whatever. Ron just didn't have it. So I think maybe that's why, even in the sensational trial, he hasn't been given very much attention or respect.
I think it's because people like celebrities and they don't like people that don't.
But he
that
could
are
have become...
everyday people that are average and just like them.
But that's my point, is that he's average. He's not celebrity caliber. Like, he's hardly even in the TV movie.
It's so sad. Well, we're going to remember Ron Goldman on this show, because I'm obviously a fan.
At least he got to drive that Ferrari.
He did get to drive that Ferrari. I know.
I've never driven a Ferrari.
Me neither.
What's the nicest car you ever drove?
Volkswagen?
Never BMW or Mercedes, anything like that?
I sat in someone's Rolls Royce once, but it wasn't moving, and I was in the passenger seat.
It wasn't moving?
Yeah.
What? You just got to sit in it?
Mm-hmm. It was like a famous person was out of town, and I knew the person house sitting. So we, smoked pot in this person's Rolls Royce.
That sounds cool.
It's fun in Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood's
so this is what you get to do when you grow up here.
Mm-hmm.
You get to take in every single O.J. Simpson detail, and sometimes you get to sit in a Rolls Royce.
Smoke a doob in a Rolls.
While I'm telling celebrity stories, I mentioned that I went to Cuba Gooding Jr.'s house last week.
Oh, you...
And that I met him. I told you that.
When?
Whenever he won the Oscar.
Oh, I thought you meant you went to it last week.
No.
Last week you talked about it.
No, last week
I
talked about it.
I thought
you
went back
no.
or something.
But I didn't tell you, and I think it's important to say, is that when he wasn't in the room, my friend and I picked up his Oscar.
Was it heavy?
Yeah. We couldn't help it. And we kind of encouraged other people to. Oscars are heavy.
Show me the money.
And hey, he won one, and he's not white.
Yeah. And he did snow dogs.
He did snow dogs after that. They're like, cover him in snow.
I'm really having trouble with this OJ show, seeing Cuba Gooding Jr. and just not thinking about snow dogs. To me, he'll always be the musher. I don't know. I mean, it's bad casting.
Yeah.
Well, we're almost out of time this week. Did you see the coming attractions for next week's episode?
I didn't.
Edo.
Oh, finally. I can't wait to see who plays him.
I can't wait.
Things are going to heat up when Ito hits the scene.
And I'm especially looking forward to clips of, like, Jay Leno monologues from the 90s.
Oh, let's try and predict what are they going to name drop next week. 90s name drop.
90s name drop. Chin Chin came out of nowhere. I don't think we can predict it. It's too good.
It's too good. Soup Plantation, then Chin Chin. It's got to be another restaurant.
Oh, yeah. What restaurant, Ms. Luna? Frozen yogurt. Have they done any frozen yogurt? Ben and Jerry's, anything like that?
Wouldn't it be Penguins?
Oh, yeah. I think, well, there was that Ben and Jerry's in Brentwood. I think that next week, my prediction for the restaurants is there's definitely going to be some dessert stuff going on.
So why don't we close with a good OJ joke?
Close with the joke, just like Jay would want.
This is gonna.
This is a new. Thank you for this book, by the way.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. This is the OJ joke book by Justice D. Nide, D-E-E. They could have just done D. Period. whatever. So these are just jokes about OJ. I'm just gonna flip.
360.
Yeah,
great, 360. Over 360 great OJ jokes.
One for every day of the year.
Almost every day of the year. You take 5 days off.
Yeah, calendar. All right.
During June. You're just going to pick randomly.
Yeah, okay. Joke 142. This is a question answer one. How supportive of Nicole was OJ?
How supportive?
Very supportive. When they first got married, he told her that if she ever left him, he'd be behind her all the way. So, oh, you know, I'm sure Justice Knight is having a very fruitful career in Hollywood to this day. Fun book. I can't wait to commit all those jokes to memory. And
the side-splitting, no-holds-barred joke book that takes the glove off.
OJ did a little side splitting himself.
Yeah. It's got me like giving me the total. It works on me, that joke book.
It's a great, great book. A lot of comedy, a lot of tragedy. Truly an American crime story. So I can't wait for the next couple months of this series.
Yeah. See you guys next week, just after midnight, when the bodies have been found.
That's right. Subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on YouTube. Watch the show live Wednesdays at midnight Pacific Standard Time on DroneBox.com, and we'll see you next time.
Stay alive.